Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for Friday, January 17th, 2025. It's good having you with us. Anyway, for the people that are wanting to listen to January 15th show on demand, my apologies if it's not showing up anywhere still. It is showing up on our hosting provider, but it is not showing up anywhere on like Apple, Spotify, even YouTube. It's like it's non-existent, and I do not know why. It's like it's quite interesting, like as if the RSS feed is acting like the last one we did was on January 9th, so I do not know what the heck is going on. But hopefully we can rectify that by doing this one today. Of course, we gotta read the weather, of course. I think there was a dense fog advisory, I believe. Actually, there's two of them. A dense fog advisory that was actually issued the last minute at 7:38 a.m. today. But it's going to end at noon today. And the air stagnation advisory, I think, was extended till 10 a.m. today as well. By the way, my teeth are kind of hurting today, so my apologies. I'm going to try to talk as much as possible without saying ow, 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 but you get the idea. But anyway, here's today's weather for Friday, January 17th. Freezing fog this morning, a blend of sun and clouds of a high of 45. Tonight, partly cloudy and cold with a low of 28. Current weather, 30 degrees Fahrenheit with freezing frog. Fog, not frog, I wish. Wind north-northwest, 1 mile per hour with wind gusts up to 3 miles per hour. Air quality is fair. Here's the 7-day forecast. Today for January 17th, it'll be 45 high, 28 low. Freezing fog this morning, tonight partly cloudy and cold, but no rain. Saturday, January 18th, it'll be 44 high, 26 low. Yes, we're getting below freezing now. Plenty of sunshine, clear and cold. Sunday, January 19th, it'll be 45 high. 28 low with plenty of sun, clear and cold. Below freezing too. Monday, January 20th, that will be the inauguration day for Trump, by the way. Excuse me. 41 high, 28 low again, below freezing. Chilly with high clouds and partly cloudy and cold. And by the way, it's a peaceful power as transition for Trump, too, by the way, which is quite interesting. You can read about that on my our sister website, newsnetdallas.rf.gd, by the way. Anyway, fifth day, Tuesday, January 21st, 42 high, 29 low, rather cloudy and chilly, and clear and cold, again, below freezing. And then on Wednesday, it'll be 46 high, 30 low, but still below freezing. Sunshine, clear and cold. And on Thursday, this is the last day, by the way, January 23rd, it'll be 49 high, 33 low, just 1 degree, 1 degree, just before below freezing. Mostly sunny and partly cloudy. Cut it pretty close there, didn't it? Alright, sun rose at 7:47 a.m., will set at 5:01 p.m., and the moon phase is a waning gibbous. Air quality is fair, so some sensitive groups will have some, so some people may have problems with the air quality, it looks like. It looks like the culprit is, once again, the dust and the dander, of course it is. We'll leave that up for now. Anyway, it is just about, oh, close to 8:06 a.m., but yeah, there you go. But anyway, what else can we do? I don't really know. I think the weather might be good enough. As you recall, well, it wasn't yesterday. Yesterday we aired our May 31st, 2024 show. Because in lights of hope that those home comfort guys would show up. But for some reason they did not. It was quite interesting. I still was able to make my appointment, though, in Salem. And it was quite interesting. They were able to give me some foot ointment. And I'll probably apply some on my, apparently I discovered I have, a ringworm, or whatever the heck it is. It's like athlete's foot in the way. I'm not sure, but it's on my right foot here. But yeah. But they gave me some foot ointment. I think it's like some fungus that can't put on it. It's a common thing here in Oregon. Anyway, I might as well just put the commercial in. I mean, it is a common thing, fungus, here in Oregon, that is, so there you go. And speaking of fungus, hold up, we turn that off so the commercial doesn't try to play it automatically. I forgot to do that. Usually I thought I'd turn that off, though. Anyway, who cares? Anyway, like I said, speaking of fungus, where can you get the best soil and rich soil at? That's right, Old Mill Feed and Garden in Main Street in Dallas. As John says in his commercial, as being a lazy gardener. I just want to say that. Sorry about that. I don't know if the mics captured that. Doesn't really matter, though, but sometimes it does to me. Because sometimes videos get loud, especially mine too. So what can we play here? Let's play Maroon 5. Screw it. And after that we'll play, see here, I do not know, Backstreet Boys, I guess? You want to go over, I don't know. Well, it's only like 8:09, well, close to 8:09, so we're not quite there yet. I guess I could tell you what the next segment will be. It'll be food talk. Of course it is. And as far as my teeth are concerned, they are hurting. I think it's a dry socket issue. Something tells me they're infected. And that will not be looking good for the dentist. I don't know what they're going to have to do. It may be impossible for them to do anything, really. I do not know. They could numb it down and clean it up, but, and I have a feeling it's probably my root canal teeth that got pulled out the other day. I feel like it's a dry socket, I just know it is, because it's like coming from right here in this section here, it's really painful, and I do not know why. So yeah, not only am I having pain everywhere, well, my foot seems to be okay now, but my teeth haven't solved that issue yet. Here, let me remove that. There we go. Anyway, coming up is food talk, and hopefully I'll get my teeth fixed. But anyway, I'll be right back. Don't go away. Yep. By Maroon 5 right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. Alright, so, yeah, food talk. Because I was using the bathroom, what else? I have to pull it up right now. And we'll go ahead and find ourselves a recipe now. Here we go. Let's do, fan favorites. Let's see what the fan favorites are. Probably stuff we already ran, of course. You know, we always seem to read the same stuff, do we, guys? Yeah. But they really wanted us to do that. Huh. Alright, let's just go with the quick and easy recipes for now. Sheep man recipes. Trying to figure out. Oh, here's a cool one. Sheep pan mac and cheese. I don't know if I've read this yet. Might as well. Oh, it's submitted by food.com. It says, looking to mix up pizza night, replace the crust with mac and cheese and then cover it with all your favorite toppings. That is interesting. It's mac and cheese pizza. I didn't even read the pizza part. Ooh. Okay, so it's ready in 40 minutes. It serves 6 to 8. There's 16 ingredients, interestingly enough. 2 cups of milk. These are the ingredients, by the way. 2 cups of milk. 8 ounces of cream cheese, diced. 3 ounces of Velveeta cheese, diced. 2 cups of shredded Monterey Jack cheese. Plus 1 cup. Has to be shredded. 2 cups of shredded sharp cheddar cheese, plus 1 cup. 1 pound of elbow macaroni. That has to be cooked for 6 minutes and drained and rinsed with cool water. 1 cup of marinara sauce. 1/2 red onion, sliced into 1/2 moon strips. 1/2 red bell pepper, cut into juvenile strips. 1/2 green bell pepper cut into juvenile strips, 2 ounces of mini pepperoni, 1 cup of panko breadcrumbs, 3 tablespoons of olive oil, 1 1/2 teaspoons of Italian seasoning, kosher salt, and ground black pepper. Probably the salt and pepper might be the taste, I don't know, we'll see though. Something tells me they are. First, you want to preheat the oven to 450 degrees. In a large pot, combine the milk, cream cheese, and Velveeta over the medium heat. Stir it until the cheeses are melted and mixture starts to simmer, and then whisk in the 2 cups of shredded Monterey Jack cheese and 2 cups of shredded cheddar cheese until it's melted as well. After that, fold in the macaroni and marinara sauce into the cheese sauce to combine completely and season the, yep, taste of salt and pepper. I knew it. Spread onto a baking sheet and top with remaining 1 cup of Monterey Jack cheese, 1 cup of cheddar cheese, onions, red and green peppers, and pepperoni. Finally, in a medium bowl, stir it to combine the panko breadcrumbs, olive oil, Italian seasoning, salt and pepper. Sprinkle it over the macaroni and cheese, and then bake it on until the top is crisp and cheese is melted for about 15 to 20 minutes. Simple as that. So there you go. This was submitted by food.com, by the way, the website. There's no reviews, but surprisingly there was a few Q&As. Let me see what this, what does 1 + 1 cup mean after 2 cups of Monterey Jack and cheddar cheese ingredients? You know, I was wondering that too. Oh, okay, I see 3 cups of cheese, but divided. Okay, that makes sense then. Okay, yeah, that definitely makes sense. Okay. Alright, let's read a bacon recipe, because I'm weird like that. Just gonna search for it. Now, I know I've said this before, but But back in, like, it was back last year, back in February, something different happened. I was unable to read a recipe. Was it this one? I can't remember. Baked bacon, oven fried bacon. I think this was it. It was submitted by Charlotte J. Actually a community pick, by the way. Oops, it just ignore that. It's probably upset because I had a... Don't. Anyway, it serves 100, by the way. Pretty big Foster there. Ready in 30 minutes. Ingredients are 2, 18 pounds of thick sliced bacon, and 1 teaspoon of oil, which is optional. In fact, you don't even need the oil, because you have to put in a second ingredient so you can post the, thing on here. That's quite funny. And interesting, too. So, keep that in mind, folks. If you want to submit a recipe on food.com, you're going to have to put 2 ingredients in. So, yeah. Anyway, enough of all that. Arrange slices in rows across pans with fat edges, slightly overlapping the lean edges. Bake at 375 without turning 20 to 25 minutes. It depends on the thickness, though, until the bacon is slightly crisp. She has been draining the grease and flipping the bacon, then back in the oven for about 5 minutes or so. Be sure to watch it closely. Do not overcook it. Drain or skim off the excess fat if needed. Sorry. Drain fairly on the paper towels, and for those with a convection oven, you might want to use 325 degrees for 20 to 25 minutes. And the longer you bake after 20 minutes, the greater of the risk of producing a dry, burnt piece of bacon. Simple as that. So, yeah, there you go. That's baked bacon, also known as oven-fried bacon. I'm pretty sure this is the one I was trying to read that other day, but it just didn't work out. Okay, I'll probably leave that up, though. I'll need it later for TMZ, which we'll be doing in 10 minutes or so. Come on, there we go. I passed it, didn't I? Yep. Oh, well. Anyway, I guess I might as well talk here. Coming up is TMZ Celebrity News, 8:40 a.m. Yep. Yeah, you got it. Yeah, let's see what we can put here. Miss Independent by Kelly Clarkson and Katy Perry, Teenage Dream. Not that. Anyway, yeah, coming up is TMZ, Celebrity News, 8:40 a.m. Before that, you'll have to endure a commercial and Kelly Clarkson's Miss Independent and Katy Perry's Teenage Dream. Yep. Anyway, enough of all that. There you go. Either way, I could end the segment here early, or I could cut it close. I think I'm just going to end at 8:30 anyway. Yeah. Yeah, there we go. Anyway, like I said, coming up is TMZ Celebrity News at 8:40 a.m. We'll take a 10-minute break, and we'll be right back right after this, after Kelly Clarkson's Miss Independent and Katy Perry's Teenage Dream. Well, you know, they both start with K. What a coincidence. TMZ's coming up. Don't go away. On Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. Yep. That was Teenage Dream by Katy Perry and Kelly Clarkson, Miss Independent, right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. So there you go. Anyway, it is now time for TMZ Celebrity News. Justin Baldoni leaning on friends, family, and faith. But ready for a legal war, interestingly enough. Looks like there's video to prove it, too. Justin Baldoni's leaning on his loved ones in the middle of his extensive legal battle, with Blake Lively saying he's relying on his friends and family to help him through. Photogs caught up with the actor early Friday morning walking to the LAX at some Los Angeles International Airport, by the way. And they simply asked how he's holding up during this difficult time, by the way. Baldoni, who's holding hands with one of his kids in the clip, and walking with his wife Emily, says he's grateful to be with his family while he and Blake trade legal filings. Let's keep reading this and we'll watch the video, okay? Yeah, we'll watch the video, but first I have to turn some sound settings on. It's only 23 seconds, so we'll breeze for this, don't worry. I did turn the music volume up.
Justin, how you holding up, man?
Hey!
How are you doing?
We're grateful to be with the family, man.
Grateful? Alright. Look, I know it's a tough time for you. How do you get through this?
Oh, man. We have amazing friends and family.
I'll set you a screen if you need one.
And faith.
Faith?
Yeah. But thank you so much, man. Have a great day.
You got it.
Alright, so Baldoni, who's holding hands with one of his kids in the clip and walking with his wife, Emily, says he's grateful to be with his family while he and Blake are trading legal violence. Justin says his family is one of the most important tent poles he's leaning on right now. Right up there with his close friends and his faith, too. This is Baldoni's first appearance out since he filed a $400 million lawsuit against Lively. Her husband, Ryan Reynolds, yep, from Deadpool, and public relations pro, Leslie Sloan. He's suing them for defamation, civil extortion, and a slew of other legislations, and claims that they participated in an alleged smear campaign against him after Blake accused him of sexual harassment and engaging in a coordinated effort to destroy her reputation. He's also suing the New York Times for $250 million for defamation as well, because why not? So, Lively's team has fired back at Justin's lawsuit, claiming that Justin's just trying to shift the narrative to place blame on Blake, who is just actually the victim here. They also add, in short, well, the victim is focusing on the abuse. The abuser focuses on the victim. The strategy of attacking the woman is desperate. It does not refute the evidence in Ms. Lively's complaint, and that will fail. Simple as that. So, there you go. Anyway, on to Tekashi69, who is also suing LA Fitness for $1 million over a brutal gym beatdown. Because you didn't protect me, you know that? Tekashi69 is taking LA Fitness to court, suing the gym over a vicious attack he endured in 2023 that had sent him straight to the hospital. TMZ has obtained legal docs from Palm Beach County, Florida, revealing that the rapper is asking for more than $1 million in damages, claiming that the gym failed to provide adequate security to prevent the brutal attack by the three men labeled as Latin Kings gang members in the suit at one of the company's South Florida locations. Tekashi, real name Daniel Hernandez, by the way, otherwise known by his band name 6ix9ine, is alleging the gym staff was not properly educated or informed regarding security protocols at LA Fitness, also claiming that the employees had also failed to promptly request a police presence once they were even aware of the attack. Anyway, he's claiming that due to LA Fitness's negligence, I can't say that word right, I'm sorry, but anyway, it says he was brutally beaten, assaulted, and robbed, leading to a bodily injury. pain and suffering, along with disability, humiliation, again, can't say that word right, medical expenses, loss of income, and diminished quality of life. That is so sad. TMZ has obtained footage from the attack at the time, showing Takashi being repeatedly struck while attempting to shield his face. He suffered injuries to his jaw, ribs, and back, and three individuals were subsequently arrested in connection with the assault. So, yeah. Anyway, we might have time for one more story, possibly. We'll see. We'll close that off. Ben Affleck, drop it, give me 20, actor, because a military vehicle was parked outside my darn house. It was an unexpected visit, after all. Ben Affleck's block is a hotbed for all kinds of authority figures lately, because now the military is hanging outside his West Side LA home, days after the cops and FBI agents were seen around his house and wildfires in the area, after all. Amid wildfires, I mean. The actor was photographed returning home on Thursday, and just parked out just outside his house was a sand-colored military Humvee, outfitted with a turret to mount a large machine gun if necessary. Check out the pics. I can't show them to you, but Ben drives past like nothing's out of the ordinary, even though a man in a uniform is standing outside the vehicle in BA's Ben Affleck's affluent neighborhood. Yeah, we'll play the video. Why not? Just unmute the audio. It's only 49 seconds, so we can breeze through. Okay, good. It does have audio. That's what we want here.
Well, could I get a size if you can?
Speaking Spanish, by the way. The teeth are so early, by the way. Nothing really interesting there. But it's worth noting, though, that we didn't see Ben interact with anyone outside his Brentwood home, so it doesn't seem like Uncle Sam is coming down on the movie star himself. But yeah, the National Guard was deployed last week to help amid the Pacific Palisades wildfire, which has burned down more than 23,000 acres, has even destroyed entire neighborhoods in the Palisades and Malibu. Yep. Ben's house is located near the edge of the evacuation zone, so the area is being constantly patrolled. So, yeah. And as you know, Ben's street has been full of unexpected visitors in recent days, too. Now, we told you earlier this week, FBI agents visited Ben's house to investigate a drone that collided with a firefighting aircraft. Our sources told us Ben isn't the subject of an FBI probe, so he's not in any danger lately, it seems. And a couple of days later, too, photographers had also spotted Ben in the middle of a tense conversation with police officers, and it seems Ben was talking about private security officers giving him a hard time while entering and exiting the neighborhood. FBI cops and now the military, they may want to watch his back because the CIA may be coming calling next. Yeah! I'm sorry about that. You never know, it could happen. Anyway, I just realized we went over. You know what, it doesn't matter. Sometimes you just gotta do what we gotta do. Anyway, I mean, I guess I could put a 2-minute break in, I guess. to hurry up and do this, and my teeth stop hurting me, it'll work out. Alright, we're going to play Alicia Cara and Aha. And they both start with the letter A, funnily enough. Alright, that'll work. Okay, cool. Alright, so, yeah. Coming up is Pokemon Go! We'll be right back. Don't go away. Yep. That was Take On Me by Aha and Scars You're Beautiful by Alicia Cara, right here on the Turkey Box Radio Morning Club. That's right, it is. And we are now in the second half of the Morning Club, and we are going to go ahead and play Pokemon Go. So here we go. Alright. Okay. Are you ready to take off? I hope so. We'll worry about that later, though. I just discovered yesterday that there's a daily limit for gifts, too. It's quite interesting. Anyway, we're gonna go ahead and hatch the egg now. Okay. Still got plenty of Goomy candy to create an Aragudra. And of course, the Free Star are very good at defense, so definitely have to hold on that. What's our most recent egg here? Probably this one from Salem. Yeah. There we go. Alright, here we go. And it looks like I got some gifts back. Cool. Alright. Put soul. Alright, we're gonna use a candy bar. I got like a lot of cool stuff from gifts, from items, so it helps. Especially when you can't go out and spin that often. I probably should have done that when I was in Salem. I do have a 3-day streak, though. That's nice. That one isn't worth anything. It's too small. And plus, also, you can't evolve it either. Oh, it's right away. This might be an event Pokemon. Skitty. Oh, there we go. There we go. Simple as that. It's a 2-star. I'll hold on to it, but I'll probably throw it away eventually. Alright, we get it. My buddy found me a candy. Who cares? That's a big one. Don't even have any nun berries, huh? I'm trying to get a candy berry. The Pokemon broke free. Or a different berry. So that berry's gonna work. Oh. It's a great throw. Ah. It is a new one. Oh no, I think this one evolves from, better than that. Dick with the hat. It can't evolve either, I don't think. This one didn't evolve. I'll throw it away. It ain't worth anything. Two more here. Okay, nice. Okay. Okay. Oh, wow, it's 3-star. Interesting. Not very good defense, but no big deal. It can't even evolve anyway. Interesting. One more to go. That one looked promising with a candy berry, I thought. How much you want to bet this is going to be worth nothing? It's 1-star, but I'll hold on to it because I think it has something of a collection challenge. But it'll probably get thrown away at the end anyway. Let's see here. Room there. Everyone's blue. This is my red account I'm playing on. The tablet is yellow, but I don't have it right now, and I could log out on my phone, but I don't really feel like doing that right now. I could just grab the tablet from Aunt Lou, but we don't really need to play as Jesse Wild today, guys. I'm sorry to say. It's just not worth my sanity. Although, needless to say, it'd be great to fill in time for the next segment, which could really be a hit-and-miss kind of thing, but I think I have an idea for the next segment, if I can be able to download the video from YouTube, which could be a possibility, it could not be, but I think it might let me now, because I think it's been overnight, so I think it will. I do not know if I'll be able to get it done in less than 10 minutes, we'll see though. Because that seems to be a common thing, but sometimes Google servers can be on the strain sometimes, so there you go. But we'll see, though. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and put our next commercial in, of course. Because there's no more Pokemon on the map. I literally caught everything on there. I think there was a few, at least one that was worth something. It was a Sneasel. Yeah, it was a Sneasel that was worth something. And I think all of them were mostly event Pokemon. You can't really evolve them, really. Except for maybe the Diglett. It wasn't worth anything. So dumb. Interesting. Anyway, we are going to play Denise Williams, Let's Hear It for the Boy, for a change. And after that, we'll play Levitating by Dua Lipa. Yep, so there we go. So yeah, next segment, like I said, I did a live stream yesterday on YouTube, and I thought I could, like, preview some of that for you guys. It wasn't really good for the Seattle Seahawks, though. It was a football game, by the way. So, we might just end up doing something else. I don't know. But I figured, you know what, we might as well preview it anyway, just for the heck of it, you know, just because we can. Because why not? So there you go. It looks like one of their Pokemon showed up on here. Onix, huh? We can catch it really quick. I'll do that. Here we go. Ultra Ball, of course. Nice throw. Work, of course. Yes. This one's worth nothing. Alright, so that's good enough. Alright, so, yeah. I think if we stop it at 9:10, we'll be okay. Yeah, 9:10. I don't know, we could stop it early, but it don't really matter that much. I know the intent's gonna work. Okay. Anyway, yeah. So, coming up at 9:20, we might just do something else. I don't know. We'll see, though. Like I said, the fifth segment can be kind of a hit-and-miss kind of thing, you know? You never know what happens, really. So I guess the fifth segment might be a surprise, unless if we're going to preview that football game, if I can get it downloaded in time. The live stream, that is. On demand. I'll see if I can do that. But until then, I'll be right back right after this. Don't go away. Yep. Williams, right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. Okay, good, the mic's working, okay? Anyway, I was trying to download that video off of YouTube. It was just from YouTube Studio, by the way, nothing too exciting. And it was horrendously slow. It was too slow, I couldn't download it, it was too intolerable, it'd be done in 5 hours, so, yeah. No enough time. So instead we're gonna have to do something else. We can still play a video, we'll just have to play something else. We can play our most recent on trivia, I think. We'll do that. Or we can play, how about bowling back from January 13th of 2025? How about that? Something competitive, at the very least. That's not trivia. Turn that up. Not so loud, because, like I said, I need a headache, too.
Oh. Yeah, we gotta pick out your own ball. Oh, shoot, let's try it.
We'll be right back. Of course you will.
I got the stupidest carry ever.
Person.
I hit it
perfect.
Pocket throwing the
pin
into the gutter, and
it's pretty
sister.
It called myself
Lightning
Rock.
I need to watch it go again.
Yeah, pitch your trigger one more time.
Yep, I knew that.
So yeah, if you want to do two games for two people, it would be 4.5 times 2 times 2, it'd be $18 for two games for two people. $18.
Yeah.
Quite interesting. Now it's $18 for two games for two people. It's quite interesting. But I was looking at the AMF lanes in Salem on Center Street. It's called AMF Firebird Lanes. You have to reserve the lane. But they do have, what was it called? I was in here before.
Right by it.
Happened.
Then you'll get a spare.
By the way, this was a picture of myself, by the way.
She get it.
Yeah,
you got a spare.
It said show something here. Oh, it did not. It used to, but apparently it does not now.
What?
It used to be where it showed like something there, but it's still that for some reason.
Her score? It's because it's a spare. It's got to wait for the next frame because it calculates.
Oh, you meant an animation.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't think these lanes have ever done an animation.
They used to. I could have sworn they did, though. It's quite interesting. I remember they used to, though, this when they upgraded the system, though, which is very possible.
Well, that's pitiful!
Yeah, I was using a heavier ball.
Beyond me! Coming up is Natasha Bedingfield with Unwritten and Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper with Shallow. So yeah, pretty cool. But yeah, like I said, those are the two songs summed up. In the last segment, we're going to just do a recap and a weather report. Simple as that. So there you go. Anyway, coming up in the last segment following Natasha Bedingfield and Lady Gaga, we will do a recap and a weather report if we have time. So there you go. Anyway, like I said, that's pretty much it here. Like I said, we bowl to our heart's content on January 13th, but like I said, it's $4.50 per game per person. So if you did two games for two people, it'd be $18. So just why if I throw my 18 or 15 cents in there, I guess you could say. But anyway, enough all that. I'm just going to go ahead and remove that. We should be okay. But anyway, coming up again is Natasha Bedingfield with Unwritten and Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper with Shallow from A Star Is Born. After that, we'll do a recap and a weather report. We'll be right back. Yep. That was Shallow by Lady. and Natasha Bedingfield Unwritten right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. Anyway, we have now made it to the final segment, but well, there you go. It's now time for our recap. I believe in the first segment, I'm trying to figure out what we did for the first segment. Yeah, this is the Lever Report, that's right. We'll read the Lever in a moment here, don't you worry. In the second segment, we did Food Talk, and just to make life a lot easier, I'm going to do this. I'll probably need it later anyway. Yeah, Food Talk, at 8:20 a.m. We did some quick and easy recipes. I believe I read a sheet pan mac and cheese pizza recipe. And then after that, I read a baked bacon oven fried bacon recipe. Excuse me. Then, at 8:40 a.m., we did TMZ Celebrity News, where I talked about Justin Baldoni saying friends, family, and faith are getting him through a difficult time. Then Tekashi 6ix9ine is suing LA Fitness for $1 million over his brutal gym beatdown. And finally, Ben Affleck returning home to find a massive military vehicle parked outside his house. Anyway, and then in the second half, at 9 a.m., we played Pokemon Go. We mainly just caught Pokemon. I think we caught everything, really. Caught the whole load, nothing ran away. Pretty cool. But I think the only one that was worth something, I think, was that Event Sneasel, which obviously cannot evolve, unfortunately. But it's not really that big of a deal. If it's 3 stars, it's worth keeping, I guess. At least I can power it up. So at least that's some good news. And also, during the break, I did try to download that YouTube stream, but it was unbearably slow, so for a makeup, so to make up for it, I had to play Bowling back from January 13th on Monday. So, well, simple as that. And now, here we are in the final segment, so let's go ahead and read the weather. Okay, we still got our dense fog advisory. I already read that in the last segment. I'm not going to bother reading it this time. So, yeah, we're not going to bother with that. Right now, there's freezing fog this morning. A blend of sun and clouds of high of 45. Tonight, partly cloudy and cold with a low of 28 below freezing. Today, January 17th, a high of 45, a low of 28. Again, freezing fog this morning. Tonight, partly cloudy and cold. Saturday, 44 high, 26 low. Plenty of sunshine, clear and cold. Sunday, January 19th, it'll be 45 high, 28 low. With plenty of sun, clear and cold. Monday, January 20th. 41 high, 28 low, below freezing, chilly with high clouds, partly cloudy and cold. Tuesday, January 21st, it'll be 42 high, 29 low, rather cloudy and chilly, clear and cold, below freezing as well, 42 high, 29 low, by the way. Teeth are hurting, by the way. Wednesday, January 22nd, it'll be 46 high, 30 low, still below freezing. Sunshine, clear and cold, by the way. Thursday, January 23rd, it'll be 49 high, 33 low, just 1 degree after below, just before below freezing. Mostly sunny, partly cloudy. Friday, January 24th, by the way, 49 high, 32 low, so it's kind of below freezing. A little morning rain, 55% chance, partly cloudy. God, now I have a headache. Saturday, January 25th, 46 high, 34 low. A couple of morning showers, 55 high. A little late night snow, possibly, interestingly enough. Sunday, January 6. 47 high, 32 low. Snow early, then rain with a 67% chance. A flurry early, and then clearing after that. Alright, sun will set at 5:01 p.m. Moon phases away in gibbous. Air quality is fair. Looks like the Nestinander raised up to high now, so that's unfortunate. Anyway, so yeah, quite unfortunate. And if you're wondering about the advisories, a dense fog advisory, according to the National Oceanographic Atmosphere Association, whatever the heck they're called, it's the NOAA, it started at 7:38 a.m. today, and it'll end at noon today, unless if it gets extended, that is. And the air stagnation advisory it started back on Tuesday at 8:06 a.m., and it'll end at 10 a.m. today, unless if it gets extended. But we shall see. Anyway, I think that might do it. My head's really killing me today, I can tell you that much, after all this talking and wearing this headset. But anyway, we'll put our final commercial in. Once we can find it, that is, here it is. I'll put this one in first. Alright. I just have to put this in because it was a half 30-second one. So that forces me to just put this one in instead. Yeah, I know I didn't take my meds. I'll be taking them at once I take this break. Because, yeah, I realized that, too. I just realized I didn't take my meds. I just realized that. That's kind of dumb. Should have not. I didn't really think about that. That wouldn't even tell me about it. It's quite interesting. Well, I might as well do that after this break. Because at least this is the last break. In fact, the break was since we cut it off. I don't know why I went to Kelly Clarkson. I just clicked on that so I could scroll back up. Can't even remember what I'm going to add now. I think it was One Republic, I believe. Yeah. There we go. Okay. So, yeah, that's probably going to do it for this show, guys. As I hate to say, I still gotta talk, but I'm probably gonna end it early, because, like I said, I gotta take my meds and everything, and also this will probably run late, possibly, I don't know, I wouldn't think it would, though, but sometimes it has a track record of doing that. But I might just end it at, 9:50 anyway and see what happens, because why not? Because, worst case, the radio is. I'm trying to think here. Yeah, we'll be okay. It'll probably just be, like, a 38 seconds late. But, again, that's okay. No big deal. Anyway, I got, like, 40, yeah. About less than a minute left to talk. I can tell you right now, tomorrow we'll not be doing a morning show with it being a weekend, so there you go. So, you will see me on January 20th, I believe. I think it's January 20th you'll see me, because I think that's a Monday. And yes, it will be indeed January 20th, which will be the day where, President-elect Trump will be in office. That's all I'm going to say. I'll put right to it. That's all I'm going to say. But anyway, that's it for the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. I'll see you on Monday, everyone. But until then, goodbye, everyone. See you, everyone. Bye-bye. Yep.